知行英语 Listen and share.
Burning down the house. 烧毁房子。The house was not old. In fact, it had only one previous owner. The house was approximately 10 years old when they moved into it. It was a two-story colonial painted yellow and white located in a nice neighborhood. Michelle was in an upstairs bedroom, but not the one that the oil board was found in. That was made into an office due to its small size.Well, it got dark that night, as you could have well guessed, and we turned out all the lights in her room and shut the door. Her mother knew we were going to do this. She didn't mind. We lit candles to set the mood and had a flashlight in the ready in case anything were wrong. My sister and I were using the board along with Michelle. I was so naive, I didn't even know what to do.All the girls, including my sister, told me how to place my hands and how to concentrate my energy onto the board. So I did, and it wasn't long before we got a response to our questions. It was quite a read, the way the spirit knew things about ourselves that no one else should have. Then, we started asking us to tell us what was in store for us in the future.We got all the usual responses about marriage, children, jobs, and homes. But then, suddenly the room grew really cold.
This 栋房子其实并不古老。事实上，在这之前只有一家主人。Michelle 一家搬进来的时候这栋房子只有大约10年的历史。房子是殖民地时期的建筑风格，有两层，用黄色和白色涂料粉刷而成。房子所在的小区环境非常好。Michelle 的房间在楼上，但并不是发现占卜板的那间。那个房间因为面积太小，被改成了一间办公室。你应该能猜到，那天晚上天黑之后我们关掉了他房间里所有的灯，并锁上了门。他妈妈知道我们要做什么，所以就没有在意。我们点起了蜡烛，营造好气氛，还准备了一只手电筒，以防发生什么差错。我和妹妹 Michelle 一起使用着占卜板。我什么也不懂，根本不知道要怎么做。其他的女孩们，包括我的妹妹，告诉我该如何摆放我的手，如何把能量聚集到占卜板上。我按照他们说的做了。不久，我们的问题就得到了回答。这个灵魂用非常怪异的方式讲述了关于我们自己的事情。其他任何人大概都不会使用这种方式。随后，我们开始请求他告诉我们未来有什么在等待着我们的，对于婚姻、孩子、工作、家庭等问题。我们得到的回答都很平常，但是这时，房间里忽然变得非常寒冷。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
The house was not old. In fact, it had only one previous owner.这栋房子其实并不古老，事实上，在这之前只有一家主人。The house was approximately 10 years old when they moved into it. Michelle 一家搬进来的时候，这栋房子只有大约10年的历史。It was a two-story colonial painted yellow and white located in a nice neighborhood. 房子是殖民地时期的建筑风格，有两层。
用黄色和白色涂料粉刷而成。房子所在的小区环境非常好。
Michelle was in an upstairs bedroom, but not the one that the oil board was found in.
Michelle 的房间在楼上，但并不是发现占卜板的那间。
That was made into an office due to its small size.
那个房间因为面积太小，被改成了一间办公室。
Well, it got dark that night, as you could have well guessed, and we turned out all the lights in her room and shut the door.
你应该能猜到，那天晚上天黑之后，我们关掉了她房间里所有的灯，并锁上了门。
Her mother knew we were going to do this. She didn't mind.
她妈妈知道我们要做什么，所以就没有在意。
We lit candles to set the mood and had a flashlight in the ready in case anything were wrong.
我们点起了蜡烛，营造好气氛，还准备了一只手电筒，以防发生什么差错。
My sister and I were using the board along with Michelle. I was so naive, I didn't even know what to do.
我和妹妹 Michelle 一起使用着占卜板，我什么也不懂，根本不知道要怎么做。
All the girls, including my sister, told me how to place my hands and how to concentrate my energy onto the board.
其他的女孩们，包括我的妹妹，告诉我该如何摆放我的手，如何把能量聚集到占卜板上。
So I did, and it wasn't long before we got a response to our questions.
我按照他们说的做了，不久，我们的问题就得到了回答。
It was quite a read, the way the spirit knew things about ourselves that no one else should have.
这个灵魂用非常怪异的方式讲述了关于我们自己的事情，其他任何人大概都不会使用这种方式。
Then, we started asking us to tell us what was in store for us in the future.We got all the usual responses about marriage, children, jobs, and homes.
随后，我们开始请求他告诉我们未来有什么在等待着我们。对于婚姻、孩子、工作、家庭等问题，我们得到的回答都很平常。
But then, suddenly the room grew really cold.
但是这时，房间里忽然变得非常寒冷。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Neighborhood 小区、社区，这个词还可以表示附近、周围地区，比如说 He lives in the neighborhood， 他就住在附近。 In the neighborhood 是一个常见的词组，意思就是在什么附近，大约哪里，比如说
You find it somewhere in the neighborhood of the park，
你会在公园附近找到它。再来看一个例子
In the neighborhood of $5 million，
大约500万美元。
Due to
因为由于，比如说
Our happy childhood is due to our father's hard work，
我们幸福的童年应归功于父亲的辛勤工作。
Do
这个词本身还可以表示到期的、该到的，比如说
According to the monitor， the report is due next Monday。
班长说报告下周一要交。
In case
万一、以防，这个词组后面常常接 that 从句，比如说
Take the raincoat in case it rains，
带着雨衣以防下雨。如果后面要接名词的话，我们则是用词组 in case of， 比如还是刚才那句话，我们就可以这样说
Take the raincoat in case of rain。It wasn't long before，
不久以后，
比如说 It wasn't long before China began to take overall economic reform，
不久以后中国就开始了全面的经济改革。大家要注意此组 before long 和 long before 的区别。
Before long 意思是不久以后，
比如说
The dictionary will be published before long，
这本字典不久就要出版。
Or long before
则是很久以前的意思。比如 She said she had seen the film long before. 她说她很久以前就看过这部电影。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。